Audacity. Trinidad and Tobago have been seeking two men after a prison break and the killing of a police officer. That's the Monday Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. A shootout after a prison break in Trinidad and Tobago was carried by international media after being reported by CNC. In Port of Spain, CNC3.
Frantic manhunt is underway in the Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago after three inmates escaped from a prison and police officer. A police officer there was killed attempting to capture them. Two of the men are still on the run. The third was killed. These three inmates were armed with hand grenades and two handguns when they broke out of prison Friday in the country's capital, Port of Spain. This shootout followed, leaving the inmate and officer dead. These are the two men that officials are looking for. Police are calling them armed and dangerous if you have any information about them.
A police officer facing six charges in Trinidad and Tobago,
including obstructing a traffic warden in the execution of duty.
More from TTT News.
Has been granted bail with surety in the sum of $200,000 to cover all charges. The 32-year-old Chase Village is due to appear at the Port of Spain Magistrates Court on March 1st to answer all six charges. A report was made to the Professional Standards Bureau on Monday, January 30th, in relation to an incident which occurred at Frederick Street in Port of Spain in the vicinity of Ritual's Coffee House, allegedly involving a traffic warden and officer. Following the report, an investigation was conducted and the officer was arrested on Thursday, February 2nd. He faces six charges, including assault and obstruction, along with failing to produce a driver's permit to a uniformed police officer and failing to comply with directions of a traffic warden.
In Antigua, the opposition Progressive Party is planning to picket the office of the Prime Minister on Tuesday morning. The UPP is protesting the government's decision to grant asylum to the Africans who are entangled in the chartered flight fiasco. Here's Observer Radio.
Last week, the UPP leadership called on the cabinet to halt its unilateral plans to regularize the status of more than 600 West Africans stranded here. The UPP's contention is that there was absolutely no consultation with the people or their elective representatives. The UPP member, Franz de Freitas, spoke to our newsroom.
The people of Antigua and Barbuda are facing here a terrible human trafficking tragedy imposed on our brothers and sisters coming from West Africa, to include Nigeria and Cameroon. And the United Progressive Party thinks that a lot of exploitation has happened in this case. And we believe that the solution to the self-imposed problem of the ABLP, Gaston Brown, Cutie Benjamin, the Minister of Immigration, is something that the people of Antigua and Barbuda should not live with and cannot tolerate.
In Castries, local community activist Karen Tobe says despite St. Lucia having what she calls the best domestic violence legislation in the Caribbean, little is being done to help victims of domestic violence. Here is Tobe in this NBC Prime News report.
She says people in authority need to act with the power granted to them by the legislation in order to fight domestic violence on island.
At this point in time, St. Lucia has the best domestic violence act. Is it being used properly? I'm not convinced of that. I think at this point in time, we still have not some of the people in positions that should be helping us have still not embraced all the parts of the act that is now in place. And so we still have issues of women crying out for help and not getting the kind of help that they deserve.
Tobias says domestic violence causes victims to feel isolated and lonely. She also notes that abusers may most times be upstanding members of society, To that end, she says, other members of the society need to offer the assistance to these victims as much as possible.
General Counsel at the American Immigration Legal Center, Dr. Diane Moore Eubanks, is issuing a resolute reminder to Jamaicans wishing to migrate in 2023 to exercise patience with the process and follow the legitimate protocols. More from CVM News.
And let them know that, yes, America, all right, but no one better than yard.
General Counsel at the American Immigration Legal Center, Dr. Diane Moore Eubanks, is issuing a resolute reminder to Jamaicans wishing to migrate in 2023 to exercise patience with the process and follow the legitimate protocols.
So many of us get impatient and we want to jump the line. And when we do that, it then causes problems when we get ready to adjust our status. So as an immigration attorney, I always advise folks to do it the legal and proper way.
She says one of the essential steps is to have a sponsor or file an immigration petition. However, she explains there are several options which are tailored to persons' specific needs.
So there are myriad of visas. In fact, A through Z, all these various visas. You just have to find the one that fits your particular situation.
The two-decade-long immigration practitioner insists prospective immigrants need to show how they will take care of themselves while living in the U.S.
The U.S. wants you to immigrate. They get substantial fees from you, all these filings that you're doing. If you notice, it's not for free. So they welcome you once they know you're not going to be a ward of the state and once they know that you're going to be able to take care of yourself.
Discover Dominica as she stands tall in her beauty, the jewel and the nature isle of the Caribbean. Welcome to Cable Car Dominica, an amazing tourism project, which will truly make Dominica a go-to destination, attracting tourists from around the world. The country is building the world's longest detachable mono cable car. 4.1 mile long, it will be a Guinness World Record upon completion. With Cable Car Dominica, one will immerse in nature whilst traveling through the lush tropical rainforest, passing Trafalgar Falls and other amazing attractions, reaching the world's second largest boiling lake. Just like the entire structure, the bottom station will also be completely climate resilient. It will have 24-hour electricity availability and an automatic generator facility in case of an emergency.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.
Discover Dominica as she stands tall in her beauty, the jewel and the nature isle of the Caribbean. Welcome to Cable Car Dominica, an amazing tourism project, which will truly make Dominica a go-to destination, attracting tourists from around the world. The country is building the world's longest detachable mono cable car. 4.1 mile long, it will be a Guinness World Record upon completion. With Cable Car Dominica, one will immerse in nature whilst traveling through the lush tropical rainforest, passing Trafalgar Falls and other amazing attractions, reaching the world's second largest boiling lake. Just like the entire structure, the bottom station will also be completely climate resilient. It will have 24-hour electricity availability and an automatic generator facility in case of an emergency.